Time to take the temperature of corporate America.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. After the markets closed today, everybody on Wall Street will be waiting to hear from the big aluminum producer, Alcoa. The company will tell us how much they earned last quarter and what they're expecting in the next 3 months. But as Marketplace's David Gura reports, Alcoa is likely to give us clues about a lot more than metal.
Alcoa is what's called a bellwether. It gives investors a sense of how other companies are doing.
It's a good overall indicator of industrial activity.
Gail Berry is a metals analyst with Barclays, and she says that's because aluminum is used in so many sectors.
Everything from transportation to packaging, building and construction.
Right now, demand for aluminum is down, and so are prices, especially in Europe and Asia.
We need to see an improvement in global economic growth.
Nikos Kavalis is a commodities strategist with RBS, and he says the economic crisis in Europe has made investors skittish. They're less inclined to buy what he calls risky assets.
Among these, commodities and base metals in particular have been hit quite hard.
Alcoa is trying to cut back to curb production, hoping that'll bring its costs down until the market improves. We'll see how that's affected the company's bottom line later today. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
About 45,000 people in the U.S. will be pretty disappointed this morning when they try to go online and don't have an internet connection. It's not because they haven't paid their bill, but because of a cybercrime called click fraud. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
This story started last November when the FBI busted a ring of cybercriminals in Estonia. Jenny Scheer is a spokesperson for the FBI.
We call this case Operation Ghost Click.
This is how it worked. Cybercriminals hijacked ad space on a real website. The ads looked real, but when the victims clicked,
rather than the legitimate ad that was supposed to be on that webpage, there was an ad that the criminals wanted you to go to.
And the bad guys got paid for those clicks. It's called click fraud. The cybercriminals in Estonia made about $14 million from this scam. Cameron Camp is a researcher at ESET, an antivirus software firm. He says those big dollars are spawning copycats.
Click fraud in general is skyrocketing. Scammers are like any other kind of thief. Scam works once, they're going to do it again.
So if you click on an ad for a Home Depot sale, but end up at a site selling fake pharmaceuticals, there's a good chance you've been a victim of click fraud. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down almost 2% in Hong Kong, but just about 0.3% lower in Frankfurt. Borrowing costs for 10-year government bonds in Spain have just hit the critical level of 7%. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow shed 124 points to close at 12,772.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Last Friday, we learned a little something about the state of the economy when the Labor Department told us that the unemployment rate remains at 8.2%. Tonight, HBO is going to put some faces on that number with a new documentary called Hard Times, Lost on Long Island.
I know how you feel when people tell you that, people that aren't unemployed and people that aren't going through this. Yeah, I know how you feel. No, you don't know how I feel. You're not out of work for a year. You're not trying to support it. You're working. You have a job. You don't know how I feel.
That's Alan Fromm, one of the unemployed Long Islanders featured in the film. We're joined now from Los Angeles by the film's producer and director, Mark Levin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the location. That's one of the things that's pretty unique about this particular documentary about unemployment. You set it in this very picture-perfect 1950s American suburb.
That's right. And that was part of the idea. I mean, Levittown is famous for being kind of the birthplace for post-World War II American suburbia, the good life. And the whole concept here was to show and put a human face on the fallout of this Great Recession. So I thought, you know, Long Island, obviously this is a story that could be told in many places
Yeah.
around this country. But I thought it made perfect sense to kind of build it around this birthplace of post-war suburbia.
One of the women that you focus on says, we all did what we were supposed to do, and this was the result for us. So sort of a message of it's not our fault, which a lot of people look at the unemployment problem and they say, you know, these people are not looking for work as they should be.
You're right. And what's amazing is how many of the people who've lost their jobs still internalize that message that it must be your fault. I'd have to say the most surprising reaction we've gotten in just some of the sneak previews of the film is people standing up in the audience and saying afterwards, I never had the courage to tell you what I'm going to tell you now. My sister is living in our basement, or my uncle is living in our attic and collecting disability, and we're living on his disability check. And I think that's part of the process, to be able to stand up and tell your story. That's kind of the first step.
Did you see any hope for the people that you spoke with?
As far as hope goes, I'm hoping that's the next stage. First was the realization of this is something, a new paradigm has to come up in terms of the social contract. If you do the right thing, if you work hard, if you're a responsible citizen in your community, the deal was, you know, you would have a secure and a good life. That deal seems to have fallen apart. What the new deal is, we don't know yet.
Mark Levin is the director and producer of the new HBO documentary, Hard Times, Lost on Long Island. It airs tonight. Thank you so much for talking with us.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
And finally, to the South Florida Sun Sentinel newspaper, which had some bad news this weekend for people with big ideas to stop hurricanes. Dumping 100,000 tons of kitty litter into the water will not work. Towing an iceberg into the path of a storm isn't practical either. And the newspaper says nuking the hurricane would cause more problems than it solves. And that, by the way, is one of the most frequent suggestions. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.